your mind drift back, way back in time, to a time when you were very young.
It is like a wonderful, soft dream.
Since I don't do anything else well, I might as well put all my energies into being as good an actor as I can.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time for this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film Listen to Me, Marlon.
Marlon Brando is perhaps the greatest film actor of the 20th century, so it's only fitting that Stephen Reilly's Listen to Me, Marlon is quite possibly the finest documentary of 2015. Not only does Mr. Reilly treat us to reels of fabulous footage of the master performer, including clips from some of his most famous roles, but we hear all about it in Brando's own voice. That's right, the filmmaker has painstakingly constructed a chronicle of the iconic band's life using Marlon's own private audio collection of home recordings, hypnosis sessions, business meetings, and press interviews. It's riveting stuff. A Streetcar Named Desire, On the Waterfront, The Godfather, Last Tango in Paris, those are the ones you should know. But Brando was also an incredible Mark Antony in 1953's Julius Caesar, and he sang and danced at Skye Masterson in 1955's Guys and Dolls. You'll learn about the flops, too, and the many love affairs, as well as the murder charges brought against his son Christian, and also the tragic suicide of his troubled young daughter Cheyenne. As most acting students know, Marlon Brando's monumental impact on the industry has many referring to film acting as before Brando and after Brando. That's how I was taught, and Listen to Me, Marlon will show you why. Ed, back over to you.
Thanks, Mark. And as always, don't forget to check out Mark's terrific website. You can read all of his long-form reviews. Simply go to reviewedbymarkleonard.wordpress.com and enjoy. And as always, Mark will be back next week. Speaking of the movies, when was the last time you actually went to the movies and sat there and watched the big blockbuster? When you go in, you don't really think about what's going on there. It's a dark room. You get in there, you try to figure out where you're going to sit. You got your popcorn, you got your soda, and you're ready to go. Who was there before you? And what did they leave behind? There was a recent story in New York City about how a rather large movie theater had to be fumigated because they found bed bugs in one of the theaters. Yes, and that means in the seats, because if you think about it, it makes sense. Somebody's got bed bugs. Maybe they just got out of bed, took some bed bugs with them, went downtown, saw a movie, left and left some of the bed bugs behind, and then they found you. What about when someone has been in bed with the flu for 2 weeks and they decide, you know, I really got to get out. Maybe I'll go see a movie. So they get out of their bed with their 102 temperature and they come on down and they sit for 2.5 hours in a seat that then you sit in and cuddle up in for the next 2.5 hours to watch the same movie. I don't know. Can you bring some wipes to wipe the seat down? Would you look like a Howie Mandel type germaphobe if you did that? It may help, because you don't know what's been going on in those seats before you were there. Think about what you've done in some of those seats back in your more adventurous teenage years. Remember? Yeah, it does make you think, does it not? Christina Stalfo and I had a conversation here on the show a couple of weeks back about how when sometimes you're in a train, you look at the headrests on the seats and they're a bit discolored. Sometimes when you go to the local Division of Motor Vehicles office and you have the chairs lined up against the wall right above the chair, there are these spots where people rest their heads as they're waiting for their service. Yeah, so the same thing, I would imagine, takes place in the movie theaters, and there you don't have the lights on, so you have no idea what's going on. So you just got to take your chances in life with everything else and think clean thoughts as you go through your experience there in the theater. And I wonder, can companies use a story like this or an instance like this as a marketing tool? Can you imagine if the folks at Netflix or your local cable company with their on-demand services pretty much went out and said, hey, you know, if you go to the movie theaters, there's a good chance you're going to be sitting in a skanky seat for about 2.5 hours, bed bugs, fleas, who knows and what knows, but you're not going to bring things that were living on Chewbacca home on you. It's a marketing dream. Well, most of us can't keep up with an extreme diet and intense exercise program for long, so how do you lose weight and keep it off? A certified personal trainer, Lisa Ritchie, is here with this week's Fit in a Minute.
New year, new goals. In order to successfully lose weight and keep it off, you have to address your entire lifestyle. While there's nothing wrong with the occasional treat, most of us get into the habit of overindulging in the foods we like. That often means highly processed with loads of fat and sugar. Keep a food diary for 1 week and write down everything that goes in your mouth, including liquids, bites, and tastes. Write in the quantity, how it's prepared, and the time of day. Jot down your feelings through the day. You'll be amazed at just how much you're really eating. Ask why you're eating these things. Is it simply because they smell, taste, or look good? Healthy food can taste good too. Is it because you've been stressed or anxious? By targeting the reasons behind your eating, you can start to make changes toward healthier choices. Throw out the junk food and stock only healthy choices. Convenience is not an excuse to eat poorly. Try cooking several meals at once and freeze them. It takes just as long to order a turkey sandwich on whole wheat bread as it does to order at a fast food drive-thru. Fail to plan, plan to fail. Most of us overestimate how much we exercise. Try a heart rate monitor or Fitbit type of device. I'm a certified personal trainer, Lisa Rich. And that's your Fit in a Minute. Back to you, Ed.
Thanks, Lisa. Stay with us. More to come. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How can you reach new heights in your life and career?
There's a simple phrase we use to motivate ourselves to do better. It goes like this.
If I continue to do what I've always done, the best I can expect is what I already have.
We'll say it again. Join us if you can. If I continue to do what I've always done, the best I can expect is what I already have.
So take charge, make changes, and take action.
Think about one thing in your life that you'd like to improve. What will you change so you get what you really want?
Once you know that, just do it. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. What they don't tell you about new bike performance. Actual new bike horsepower and torque vary wildly. New bikes roll off the assembly line. Short on get up and go. Avoid buying one. Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Two identical brand new motorcycles roll off the line with a 5-horsepower differential because douchey wrenches come in all categories, including factory fools. Actual new bike horsepower and torque vary wildly. New bikes roll off the assembly line, short on get up and go. Compare equally weighted bikes and ride them all before you buy. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.